Thinking about self-publishing and don't know where to start? Join the Spa Girls each week for 30 minutes of honest advice, tips, and resources. And this week it is episode number 37. I'm doing this for a second time.
Are we up to 37 already? My goodness. Time flies when you're having
shocking.
Fun. It is shocking.
Yes, we are all here in person today. So if you want me to hit anyone, particularly Wendy, I'm here for you. You just have to tweet me on my phone and I will do it right now.
Why, I will have to get Shar and I will try and control these two.
Well, it's just as well some of us are well behaved.
Yes, exactly. More mature, perhaps.
Just don't mention shark shifters and we're fine.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
What are we talking about today, Trudy?
Yes, good reminding, Wendy. Today we are talking about Twitter, which is another social media platform that everyone probably knows about. It's probably the second biggest one. I'm not 100% certain on that, but I would, at a guess, say that's correct.
After Facebook,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is probably the one that gets used for a lot of marketing. I don't know. Yeah, we'll discuss how that works. And then at the end of this episode, for the last sort of few minutes, we've got a special treat. Shar, who is the marketing guru, is going to talk us through a few of the things that she's doing for a particular Twitter marketing campaign that she's running at the moment.
She's looking very deer in the headlights at the
moment. Yeah, she's like, what is Trudy talking about? She couldn't remember that two seconds ago she told me. Ooh, that's what we were
I'm like a goldfish. I can't remember what happened 20 seconds ago. So it's all good.
Right. So,
who are you? Bright and shiny.
Yeah. Something shiny. Quick. So let's start at the very beginning and go with a few of the most basic kind of... So we'll start out basic information of what Twitter is and some of the jargon around it.
Cool.
So Wendy's pointing to her computer and she wants to say that the sort of basic information that we kind of came out with. She's doing rude gestures at me.
I wouldn't do that. As you all know, I'm the nicest person in the group. Twitter is a social media platform, as you all know, where short messages are used to connect with other people. So basically it's like a giant cocktail party without the drinking, with everyone yelling at each other,
and
no one voice is discernible. On the other hand, unlike Facebook and other social media platforms, the potential to connect with those you would not normally connect with is there. So, you know, if you wanted to hit up...
if you want
the president,
to tweet, yeah, exactly, POTUS,
yeah,
then
you
can
do it. Whether they'll answer is another thing, but you could do it.
Yeah. I mean, it used to probably be, I just remember in the early days of Twitter, people telling stories of like, I tweeted the CEO of this company and he tweeted back and now I'm his best friend, you know?
There's
the ability to connect with people who are maybe outside of your social and business sphere that you otherwise wouldn't connect to.
And who's halfway across the world, you know, and that's the thing about.
Yeah.
So likewise, everyone can see what you tweet also, so
don't be a jerk.
Yeah. And if you tweet that you think someone has an ugly face, then they're probably more than likely going to see it.
Yeah,
if it's true.
So the thing you said earlier was that it's like a giant cocktail party with everyone yelling at each other.
Yeah.
So it can be overwhelming.
Yes.
And it can feel like you're getting too... I feel when I'm on it sometimes, it's just like too many people coming at me with too much information and it's hard to kind of...
It's not for everyone, but some people, it's really their jam. They love it. Yeah. They get right off on enjoying it. That came out wrong. They really enjoy
the interaction,
the excitement, the whirl. It's a real robust community and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Personally, me, not so much.
No.
I'm more sort of laid back and it's a little bit too hyped up for me.
But our darling Cheryl
is a Twitter freak, a Twitter guru.
She's a Twitter savant.
So it's used for authors to connect with other authors, readers and industry professionals sort of worldwide, isn't it?
Yeah, and also keep up with the news. Often when something happens in the world, whether it's a publishing world or the world at large, Twitter's often the first place that people will look to get the latest updates on something.
It's that whole thing of social media providing person on the street information of something that's happening.
Like, and how you find that out is if, because it is like that giant cocktail party where everybody's kind of shouting at you and there's this avalanche of information. There's a search bar, just very similar to Google or Facebook, and you just search on the topic of, you know, if there is an earthquake in Timbuktu, you would you know, search can search on that, and then you can see all the tweets relating to that.
So let's go through some of the basic jargon of Twitter. So you just mentioned tweet. What's a tweet, Shah?
So a tweet is a short message that 140 characters or less, which sounds quite a lot until you're trying to write it something witty and engaging.
Yes.
And then it's not. So that's what it is, and you send that you. Well, the first place to start is actually to sign up for Twitter yourself first. And I think, like all of these social media platforms, I think everybody gets overwhelmed at the start, and that's perfectly natural and normal. But the best place to start is at the beginning, and that is to sign up and just...
At Twitter.com.
Mm-hmm. Think about your username.
Before you go onto the page.
Yes, and it can be... because it is so popular.
Don't go for Love Stub 69.
No.
And not even the name of your latest book.
No.
Because you're going to write other books.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, mm. And chances are that if your name is Sue Smith, that Sue Smith will be taken.
Yes.
So what a Twitter name or a username, it's called a handle. So you'll see people saying, what's your handle? And that's what that means. It's just your username. And it has to be 12 characters or less.
And it starts with an at symbol.
And it starts with a little at symbol. Yeah.
So when people say at something, it's or an at mention, that's what it is.
So find me on Twitter. So find the Spa Girls on Twitter, at Spa Girls Podcast. And that's our handle. Yeah. Which, on reflection, probably just squeezed in under the 12 character limit.
Yes.
But I would always try and go by your author name rather than...
Do we all have our author names?
Yes, yeah, it's Wendy _ Vella.
Yeah. _. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Have an _.
So there's more than one Wendy Vella out in the big
world. It's absolutely hard to believe, isn't it?
Wow, I thought you were just a unicorn. I was unique. Yeah. I really did. You were a unicorn.
We're unique. What are you?
Trudy J.
Mine's Cheryl Phipps Author. Oh, sorry, it's not. It's Cheryl A. Phipps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
again, another Cheryl Phipps out there.
Oh, so many. So many. And actually, one of my Twitter followers has the same last name. And I'm thinking...
Wow.
No, it's sheer relation. Haven't gone down that track yet.
But you could well do.
Yes.
And I'm at Shah Barrett. SHARBARRATT.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing, is to decide on your username, because that is... difficult to change, so you best to keep that.
Yeah.
An
author name is best, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And then the next thing you have to do is put yourself a profile pic up. Otherwise, it comes up with this little egg, and which is Twitter's sort of little, not in joke, I suppose, but obviously it's related to the bird as their logo, and so the egg is its hatch. So you don't want to be an egg. So have your... author bio. Sorry, Trudy's just coughing up a lung at the back there.
Your author picture.
Your author picture, I beg your pardon. Mm-hmm. And then your author bio as well. And this is where you would say, Trudy J, urban fantasy author, that you want to say who you are, and ideally a link to your website or to your, perhaps your Amazon page, somewhere where people, if they come across your amazingly witty tweets... think, where is this person? I want to know more about what they're writing.
I've actually not followed someone because they've written a stupid blurb.
Yes.
Yep. I've gone, you're dumb. I'm going to not follow you.
So you could actually, a good way to get around that is go and have a look at the people that you most admire or would like to emulate.
Yes.
And see what they've got, and don't steal it word for word, but, certainly make
it... There's a limit. Yeah. It's quite a short bio, but again, don't be a jerk. Again, I've seen some of them and they talk, they're a guru of reality television. It's like, really?
Or like tweety hashtags.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want to actually know something about you.
So that's the setting up. And just be aware, though, that it looks differently on different platforms. So some people use Twitter on their PC or on their Mac or on their... It's usually very often on their mobile phone on their iPad. Yeah. And it can look a little different on depending on how you're viewing it.
Because I think Twitter, to me, is a kind of... Because it's so short, 140 characters, it's a very mobile kind of...
Based
thing, whereas Facebook, I feel like, is more a computer.
And some people, it feels like they tweet pretty much everything they do, whether uh-huh. they're going to the bathroom or whether they're about to make a cup of coffee, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those are the people I don't tend to follow because I don't really care what they're doing.
The ones I hate are the ones that go, buy my book now, buy my book, buy my book, I've got my book, and buy it now.
So on that note, content is important.
Yeah. Yes. And I delete all the people who do that because that's just, again, that is that person sat in the middle of that cocktail party on a stool holding up their book going, buy my book, buy my book, buy my book, buy my book.
And like most social media, go back to the word social. It's actually about not just what you can sell other people, but it's actually about
engaging
with people in a genuine way. And that will get you a lot further. And I go back to my quality versus quantity kind of mantra, which is it's better to have 100 people that you are genuinely connected with on there than 10,000 that all they are is screaming, buy my book, and nobody ever reads your tweets. So
it's a whole bunch of authors, you know, connecting to. It's nice to be connecting with authors, but a lot of times you'll find that authors are using it as a platform to yell, buy my book, and those are really not the ones that you want to be connected to.
No, I agree. I would say...
A little bit of self-promotion is a good thing.
Oh, but not every...
Not every day, not every post. Yeah.
And I would say there's probably, and this is probably a gross generalisation, but there seems to be sort of, from what I can tell, two camps of people that, authors or writers, that use Twitter for more kind of a social, I guess, like their water cooler kind of to connect with other writers that they often know or, know online kind of thing. And yes, there's a little bit of kind of self-promotion in there, but it tends to be more discussion about industry or what they're writing, that kind of thing. And then there's others that are very much there for the promotion sort of side of things. Mm. And so... it's one of those things if you,
I think also as a writer, what is to get your head around is grammar and punctuation tend to fly out the window. Yeah.
And it's okay to shorten words.
Yeah, and abbreviating words means you fit more into...
Very hard for a writer.
Yeah, so that's something to get your head around. It's not like practice. Facebook where you can... put in a long spiel. Yes.
What I love about Twitter is how it counts down your words.
Yes.
Like you're writing and there's like, what do you mean there's only one letter?
And then it goes pink and you're like, damn.
I was just putting in that link.
So getting back to that, in order to send a tweet, there's a couple of little things that you have to get your sort of, just if you'll notice when you're looking at the Twitter screen, there's four pages to it. The first one is the home page, which can feel like a tsunami of tweets coming at you.
Which is the place where everyone's yelling.
And which is, exactly. That's where everybody's yelling. When you walk into that room initially and it's just this, onslaught of noise. Then there's the notifications page, which will tell you people that have followed you or, have mentioned you in a tweet or retweeted and that kind of thing. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Then there's the me page, which is all about you and where you, what's going on with you kind of thing, in terms of how your cover page looks and, sorry, your cover header. It's another thing I forgot to mention. Alongside your profile pic, you'll want to put something up on the header image. Could be a photos of your books, or it could be a scene, or it could be just something. And that's very simple to change out and update. Chances are most people will never see it. It's just if somebody goes in particular to your profile on Twitter.
Like me, who checks
I always do before I follow somebody. Mm. And if you want to change anything, there's a little cog on the top right-hand corner, which is called a gear shift, but I don't know.
That's on the me page.
It's just if you want to change
anything. I mean, it's a fairly basic settings symbol.
Yes.
To send a tweet, there's a little quill, and I didn't realise it was a quill until, because my eyesight's so bad. I was doing a little bit of reading for this podcast that they called it a quill, and I'm thinking, really? I thought it was just a stick, but no, it's a quill.
I knew what it was.
Okay, all right. So I'm the blind one here. Yes,
I am. The big glasses. But I just want to quickly, before we go any further, we haven't talked about what a hashtag is and what an
emoji is. Yes, very important. And a retweet.
So we need to go through those three. Okay, so a hashtag is basically something that's used commonly On Twitter, but you just put a hashtag in front of it. So a common one for writers is am writing.
Yep.
So you write hashtag am writing. And what happens is that if someone did a search for am writing, they would come up with every single tweet that had hashtag am
writing. Which can be in the thousands.
Because it's a really popular one. Mm. But it also tells you what's trending on Twitter. So if something's just happened, like some sports star has just hit a home run or something, whatever. I don't know anything about American sports. Often someone will be like, hashtag that sports person, or
you'll actually see down the left hand side of the homepage latest trending tweets and some of them
latest
are
trending hashtags
thousands trending hashtags and so you can actually jump on one of those if you've got something applicable.
So basically a hashtag is a clickable link, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not necessarily clickable, is it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Learn
something new every day.
Oh, well done, Wendy.
No worries.
She's been looking it up.
Honestly, because we've used them, haven't we?
We use them all the time, Sharon.
Yeah. Well, you can make your own hashtags,
too. You can.
So we should totally make up a Spa Girls hashtag.
We will. Yeah.
Hashtag Spa Girls.
You just have to be a little careful when you search Spa Girls.
Yeah. So we've covered tweets. What about direct messages? So you can direct message someone?
You can do. It's very similar to like Facebook messaging. It's where you message them. It doesn't go out to the public. It's private.
Yeah. And what about an at mention? The at mention thing has changed recently. We're just trying to... But it basically, if you put... So someone's basically their handle...
Yeah.
Into your tweet, it will go to them and all their followers.
It'll come up under their notification.
So if you're thanking someone for a retweet, you go at Trudy J, thanks for the retweet, and it'll go to them and then all their followers will see it.
But now we're saying that it goes to everyone.
It does.
And it's kind of like having how you have a conversation, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice way.
So what the cool thing about that is every time, so if someone said, posts something and says at Trudy J, writes my handle into their tweet, it comes up under my notifications and tells me. So it's instead of it being in my home feed and mixed in with the other millions of things
which I might not see,
I go straight to my notifications. It tells me that I've got something that's happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly it's people following me, but often, sometimes it's people retweeting.
Yeah.
So then you can go, oh, hey, thanks. Like it and
message them back. So what's a retweet? Talk about a retweet.
So a retweet is basically you take someone else's tweet and you click the retweet button and it comes up again on your feed with nothing changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you can add a comment to it now.
Can you? Yes, you can. Okay, so you can add a comment.
Which is cool. So if I was retweeting something, so Trudy's posted something about, for example, her latest release, I would retweet that and then I'd say, love this book or something like that. And it's really nice to edit.
Makes it a bit more personal.
I think it's more personal. Yeah. I really do.
So you'll see a tweet, it comes into your feed, and down the bottom of the tweet there'll be a little bar at the bottom, and it's got, on the right hand corner, it's got a little heart, so you can say you like it. And that will go through to the followers of that person, of your people, sorry. And then the next one, just inside that, will be the retweet. So it's like
two arrows.
It's two, yeah, like they make a little square, don't they, the arrows?
Yeah, the little, and then the last one is the little one arrow, and reply. That's a reply.
Yeah.
So you can directly reply to that person who may have potentially just...
And that's how conversation can start on Twitter, and you can just chat back to them and say, you know,
so whatever. The terminology here is slightly different. So on Facebook, you like things, and you have page likes, or in the old days it was called page fans. On Twitter, you have... Followers, and you follow people.
So that's what we're going to talk about, followers and following. So the difference between someone following you and you following someone else. So you see some really famous people, and sometimes they'll have like two people that they are following and a million people who are following them, and that's just an indication that they're really popular and everyone's
a bit like us.
Unlike me, who has more people that I'm following than I have that follow me, because I am... Less famous, less people following me.
That's what that means. And you can follow somebody, but just because you follow somebody doesn't mean that they see your tweets. They will only see your tweets in their tweet, what's called a stream, which is the same as like the Facebook news feed, is if they follow you or if they search your hashtag. So just because somebody's not following you doesn't mean that the stalkery neighbour that was harassing you next door can't see what you tweet.
Yeah.
So just, it's all, I guess the thing with social media is always assume the entire world is going to see it.
Yeah.
Whatever you pop up.
So never write there. Anything.
And to know if people are following you and who you're following, you just click on the either followers or following, and you'll see a list of that. But also, when your tweets come up, if you just hover over the person's name at the top where their little picture is, you will see whether the little icon on the right-hand side, it's like a little person, you'll see whether that's bright blue or grey. So if it's grey, it means that you're not following them. And if it's lighter, it's brighter, that means you are. So you can go straight in there and follow them if you want to.
And again, this is one of those things where you have to kind of really... like do it to kind of see it. Like it's one thing to listen to us, but you know what, it doesn't matter. Even if you just met yourself and just be very quiet, you can sneak into the room and be at the back of the room while everybody's shouting at the cocktail party, and it's okay to look around.
Probably you need to chat about lists a little bit.
Well, this is how you control it, because it is overwhelming, and you're thinking, my goodness, how these people are following 800 people, how could you possibly read all those tweets that are coming through?
So you can organise, can't you? You can organise a list of people you want to follow.
Yes.
You can go in and have a look, and I do that, and so I have my groups of favourite authors, which of course everyone hears in.
And I'd like to
say favourite professional people.
Lists.
Right.
Top.
So basically,
So you under your, I'm pretty sure it's under the Me page, and you click on Create Lists.
Yep.
And I don't know whether you'll see it in the mobile version.
When you follow people, there's that little gear cog thingy beside to the left of the blue follow button. That will give you, it'll give you the option to say, various options, but it will say amongst them, add to lists or add or remove to lists. And that's where you would put them. So for example, for my own personal Twitter, I have close friends. So they're the people, you know, when I go onto Twitter, I just click on that list and I can immediately see in there, those are all the tweets from my close friends that are coming through. I have one for New Zealand and Australian romance authors. Again, it helps me just, I guess it's like sorting through that tsunami of tweets into people that I don't want to miss anything from. Then I have like a publishing industry list and that kind of thing. And you can choose whether to make your lists publicly viewable, so anybody can look at who's on your list, or private. And when you're getting started on Twitter, it's a really good way to see, to find people who to follow. So for example, if you go on to an organization like a writing organizations, they'll often have lists of their members, and so that's a way of following other authors, that kind of thing. And you can subscribe to another person's lists, and by subscribing it means that you can, it comes up under your list of lists. This is really getting complicated, but it comes up under your list of lists, and it's you don't have to, you know, redo them themselves. It's just like sort of saying, oh, there's Wendy, I'm sharing that list with her. You can't at all move people.
And I've been put onto a couple of people's book lists, and I'll get a link to that to show me that I've been put on this list.
Yes, it comes up under notifications.
I got one notifying that I'd been put on someone's savvy marketers list. And I was like, ha, 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 ha.
And actually,
must have
done. Remind me to talk about what to call your list later on. I'm actually writing that down. It's very good.
What?
List names. I'll come back to that a little bit at the end.
Okay. Dumb people I hate. Don't do that.
People that I want to block on Twitter but haven't got, you know.
Not that one either.
Talking of blocking, though, you know, like everywhere, there's always a couple of people at that crazy cocktail party that are really disruptive and very badly behaved. And if you don't want them to have anything to do with those people, or to let them have access to your tweets or anything like that, you can actually block people. And that's sometimes that's just
the way
best thing to do.
Yes.
And there's still spammers out there trying to sell you hot whatever.
Don't buy your lists.
Don't buy Twitter lists.
Don't buy Twitter lists, because they will spam you for that. Don't do it. Yeah.
All right, is there anything else we want to add, just Twitter basics, before we go into your spiel about your campaign?
Oh, no. We're going into my spiel? Just etiquette-wise, so some people have a policy, and this is kind of a personal thing, where if somebody follows them, they feel obligated to follow back. And other people, so when people, some people, when they start off, they just do that as an automatic thing. Other people don't. So it's just, you know, there's no kind of...
You can set it up so it automatically follows people that follow you, can't you?
You used to, but again, Twitter's really changed that. There's some sort of what they call Twitter tools now you'll see out there that can help you with this kind of thing, but I would recommend you start off on the actual Twitter platform itself and get to grips with it before you start doing that. Twitter has changed a lot of things, well, like everything, constantly, but recently, because what they don't want, there is a limit on how many people you can follow in a day. It's to stop all the spammers, you know, and that kind of thing. So I think it's better to just start with your own kind of circle of writers and people that you know and podcasts that you love, like At Spar Girls podcast.
And then
go from there. And then, yeah, so I sort of... into the cocktail party.
I mean, like anything, just come and have a look around, watch what people are doing before you start yelling and screaming. And
I think the important thing to remember is your tweet will vanish very quickly.
Oh, that's actually into the ether. Very good point.
So if you put something in and then you realise 5 minutes later, don't worry. You can delete them.
Really screw up and say that Aunt Jo's face looks like a squash Coke can, you can go in.
We all say that all the time.
You can delete that tweet. However, again, I subscribe to the theory that nothing on the internet ever dies, and I guarantee that if you've said something super controversial about another author, somebody will have screenshotted it. So don't. Assume that just because you've deleted something, it's gone forever.
And I just wanted to add too, you know, while you're thinking about what you want to tweet, you can pin your best tweet to your page so that when somebody goes onto it, they can see that straight away. And so I think for most of us here, it would be our latest release.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be when people come onto that page, that's what they would see first.
That's why you're the guru.
See, and actually, we should be talking about this in the example.
Well, so Cheryl has 2,000 plus followers.
Yeah, about 2,300.
So what are some of the things that you do when you're on a regular basis to
First of all, I don't think that's a lot in the scheme of things, but bearing in mind we've only been doing this for maybe not even 2 years.
Yeah.
Not Twitter anyway, definitely. So I do allow a lot of people to... I do follow a lot of people that follow me, usually because they're in the writing genre. I don't necessarily click on their page to check on them, but definitely if they retweet something of mine, I will reciprocate, and that's how you keep people following you.
I don't get
a lot of unfollows, put it that way. I don't let everybody come on board. Some very, very weird, you know, requests, you know, to follow, and you're just like, why? I don't even understand what you're doing on my page. Get off right now. But I also belong to a book club, and we have a list of people that we retweet for or tweet for, so that we have like a book of the month and book of the week and all that sort of thing. And that's a lot of cross promotion. So I do that. So a lot of their people then follow me. So say I tweet for about 16 people every week. Those 16 people then have all of their followers who also want to follow me.
Mm.
So, and, you know, for the majority of them, I let them on board. And why wouldn't I? Because they are potential sales. If they're liking these people's writing, that those people's work, they might like mine. And so that's how it works for me. But yeah, like Shah said, you start off small with people that you know, and then you branch out. And if you really want to be a follower of somebody, you, in the top of the screen there'll be a little search button, and you can search for anybody. And if they've got a Twitter account, you just follow them. They may not follow you back, but I mean, I've had all sorts, you know, Ellen the generous, and I mean, it's not her, I know that. She'll have her sister doing that.
She might make an exception for you.
She might have thought, that's Cheryl.
Oh, that's Cheryl.
Best buddies. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's just putting yourself out there, so yeah. Have fun with it. Don't
I think that's it. I think have fun with it. And Twitter itself, like, there's some kind of cute little terminology around it. So you'll hear the phrase or the name tweeps, TWEEPS, And that's like Twitter people, your Twitter people, you know,
your peeps.
Talking to my peeps today, my tweeps. There's Twitter sphere, you know, and there's a dictionary on Twitter. Well, there's a number of them, but one I quite that's quite cool is Twitternary, which is Twitternary. The other thing that is also, I think, yes, you follow people, but if you are finding anybody's annoying just in terms of how many tweets they're sending, and I've done this, like you say, Trudy, with people screaming at you all the time to buy your book 15 times a day, you just unfollow them. And they don't get a necessarily get a notification that you've unfollowed, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna say, why did you unfollow me?
You don't want to spend hours on here, you know.
No, it should
be just get in, get, you know, see what you want to see. Look at, check your notifications, like Trudy. I think that's a really first step to be going on with.
And there's a lot of hashtags that are writing specific, so I think probably the easiest thing, we'll put some up on our spargirlspodcast.com site. But I'm trying to get as much in as I can here. Yeah. But like Trudy was saying, the Anne Writing one's really popular. If you've got a book for sale and it's on Kindle, hashtag Kindle, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Kindle Unlimited.
I would recommend probably using a maximum of 3 hashtags. If you get too crazy on the hashtags, you start looking really spammy.
Yeah.
And you are trying to communicate with someone.
Yeah.
You can register put a whole bunch of hashtags too.
And you can register hashtags because I know you're the queen of this.
There are places you can go, like Twubs or hashtags.org.com, and basically you can register a hashtag or join a group, and that's already had a registered hashtag, and join, and what happens,
and then you get notified
as soon as it comes up on your feed.
You don't have to do that, though.
You don't have to do that. This is completely out there, but if you wish to, you can, and you're really passionate about a hashtag, you can go in and join that group, and every time it comes up, it'll flash up to you.
And you can also add graphics, so they will have to be a specific size. Yeah. So it's just like Facebook, you want to have them sitting there somewhere in another folder.
Yeah.
So when you want to, you've opened up your tweet, and on the left-hand bottom of it, you'll see a little media icon, and you can just click on there, and it will take you to your browser or anywhere on your computer that you want to go where you've got your photo just sitting there waiting.
And also, if you copy and paste a link from your book from Amazon or wherever, and you put that link in, that photo's going to come up anyway.
Yes, it does. With the link. Yes, it does. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So images are really good, actually. Yeah. Like they
images get 3 to 4 times more engagement than text. But when I think about your
feed. You think of your feed, you look at, I would more likely to stop on one than an image than it's just text.
I mean, don't look at Twitter as a quick fix for getting more book sales. Or
not at all.
That's not what this is about. This is in conjunction with Facebook and your website. Yeah. This is building your profile. It's not. I think it's statistically, it's sort of a proven thing that you don't sell hundreds and thousands and
absolutely
millions of books
not
on Twitter, but you're engaging with people, you're engaging with your readers, you're engaging with community, and you get to learn and see, you know, information
on
there.
I think from a news point of view, for me, that's probably my key reason for doing it. I think we all have different sort of things, but for me, it's about keeping in touch with the latest whatever's going on.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. I'm not a huge Twitter person.
I go on and off it. I go late to the party.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I better go to Twitter. Someone might be following me, you know. And I'll go in and I'll see someone. I go, I'll retweet that, I'll retweet that, retweet that. I like that.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I actually. Occasionally I'll go, have a great day, and then put a silly little photo in there or something like that. Yeah. But my time's better spent on Facebook.
Because social media is a large percentage of it is curation.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
So you don't necessarily have to be writing original tweets or Facebook posts.
I try and go in every day. And
I would also try and do it at different times of the day as well, because bearing in mind we're from New Zealand, so you know, somebody in America is not necessarily going to see our tweet that we put up unless they're following us, unless they've got us in their notifications, you know.
You didn't add mention on it.
Yeah, that's right. Otherwise, they're just never going to see it because we're always going to be tweeting at the wrong time.
Can you set up tweets, Shah?
You mean pre-scheduler? Not through Twitter itself, but you can do through a program, something like Buffer or Hootsuite. Yeah. One of those, you absolutely can. There is a number of different ones that you can do. Yeah. And I think...
That's taking it to the next level.
I think we want to start on everything. I think you start off and do kind of hands-on, roll your sleeves up and figure it out first.
Wade in.
Walk before you
Because the whole thing with that scheduling, I think there is absolutely a place for it. But the point is, it is a social platform. And so if you have, for example, Cheryl posts about her book and Ellen DeGeneres does reply.
Yes.
Cheryl wants to be there when Ellen replies to say, hey, thanks for that shout out, Ellen, to your millions of followers.
I would stay awake if I knew it was coming.
And we will probably stay awake with you.
The other thing to remember also with scheduling is that you have to keep an eye on what's happening in the world.
Absolutely.
So if you schedule a post, you say, oh, I love today. This is the best day ever. I'm having such a fab day. And it happened to also be maybe the day that really...
A terrible disaster happened.
Yes.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, and also I've heard of a company saying... Yeah. Oh, look, there's everyone seems to be mentioning our company name today. Oh, thank you so much for all your love. And it turned out it was the same name as some town that had had a terrible disaster in it. And they'd misread what the hashtag...
You have to be
hashtag.
So careful with it. I mean, like I say, it has a place, but you have to be ready to put that pause button on real fast. So.
And it is very quick and it is happening right now.
Yeah.
So it is, you have to...
Yeah.
And remember, just as in Facebook... Don't wade in on political comments or things that are really controversial unless you just don't care.
Yeah, well, some people take a really political stance.
Yes.
The other, I would say more about don't wade in conversations that other people are having and then to pitch in with your 3 cents after they've kind of been having a conversation. That sort of, I've seen some people overly eager insert themselves into sort of quite a... Again, it's like the cocktail party. You don't go up to people that are deep in conversation and then start screaming at them.
Yeah,
I've got a book on that subject.
Yes.
Well, maybe you do, but
No, that's good. Good advice, people. Good advice. So are we going to talk about your campaign quickly now?
Just really quickly. So I'm just, and I guess I'm taking the approach of starting from kind of zero on this one. I'm helping Romance Writers of New Zealand build their Twitter platform. And there wasn't really anything happening on that particular account. Follow along at NZ Romance. And it's... So I guess the question is, well, how do you get followers? You know, so what I'm doing is I'm going to, first of all, the authors within New Zealand that are on Twitter, and I am following the people that follow those authors. And so I can go onto that author's profile and I can click followers, and then I can go down and actually follow those people. So what I want to happen is they will see that NZ Romance is following them, so then they will follow me back. So that's how you can start building a set of followers for yourself, if you like. You find an aligned Twitter account and follow their followers.
Mm.
Now, you can't sit there and spend 5 hours following thousands of people because then Twitter will think you're a spammer. Mm-hmm. So there is a limit, and I'm pretty sure it's around you can only... follow 500 people in a 24-hour period.
Okay. And there's also the...
Yeah. Well, you may joke, but I've been binge-watching House of Cards while I've been doing this, and so each night I sit there, and I've probably been following probably around 300 people a night over the last 3 nights, and I've got us up to 800 followers at this point.
Yeah, that's a good percentage.
Which is pretty good. And again, it's a writing organisation, so it's a little bit different to an author, but same principle applies. So for me, the other thing I'm doing is following all writers in New Zealand, so not just romance writers, but I'm promoting a conference which will be applicable to all writers. So that's how I'm doing it, and it's, again, in the old days, 6 months ago, you could actually pay to get this done, like program different things. But Twitter's really cracked down on that, rightly so. So I'm afraid it's the old story. You roll your sleeves up and you just do it manually because it's, there's no two ways around it.
What about the 2,000 limit? So you can't follow more than 2,000 unless you're close to 2,000 followers yourself?
Yeah. So you have to... you have to have that number of followers coming up, and I'm not quite sure what that number, and yeah. I suspect that that's probably gone down a little bit as well. It's like a balancing act kind of thing. You want your followers to go up. There can't be a huge discrepancy between how many people you're following and how many followers you have. Again, it's for Twitter to curb that spammers thing. So, you know, and it is time consuming. It takes, you know, I've been sort of spending probably about 3 hours a night to build that 800 followers up in the last 3 days. So it is, you know, there's a lot of episodes of Kevin Spacey in there, but it's been a pleasure.
I bet he's glad that he could help you.
It's such a good program. Yeah, it is. I'm late to the party on that one, but man, I'm enjoying it. That's how you do it. So start off with the people that you know, then go to some of your favourite authors. If they're writing in the same genre as you, that's who I would go to.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that's how you do it.
Yeah. It is just like we said, don't spend too much time. Like,
it's the old 80-20 rule, and this is definitely on the whatever side that doesn't, you know, the all the hours and does not result in book sales.
It just says here it is 2,000.
It is 2,000?
Yeah. Without restriction, once you hit 2,000, the number you can follow depends on the amount of people you follow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And after 2,000 doesn't matter?
Well, this guy's got 14,000 followers and he follows 3,000. So.
Yeah, but that's the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that's the good thing.
Yeah, that's the ones who, so because it's limited me. Like, I'm at, just one moment.
Does it think you're a spammer, Trudy?
Yeah, clearly. I'm at 1964 and it won't let me go more than that for people I'm following. I mean, I've gone up to 2,000. I'd like to be a little bit lower so that I can still follow people.
Right.
Yeah. And I've got 788 followers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still... And I'm okay with it. I think I'd rather just try and keep it organic rather than trying to...
Yeah. So in that case, so what some people do is that they then will unfollow people that aren't following them to get that number down. Yeah. And again...
But then sometimes there's people I want to follow who don't follow, like the big celebs that we were talking about earlier.
You know, I don't expect Brad Pitt to follow me. No. Oh, it would be nice,
but
he doesn't.
He doesn't, but I want to follow Brad, so I'm okay with that. I mean, maybe there's not going to be...
Yeah, you know, I follow people there, like, but he doesn't follow me back.
I don't know who he is. He's probably following you under a pen name.
Yeah,
so he's not
Or maybe he's the guy that you've been stalking.
If I said 50. Maybe I went 50
cents. Yeah, he'd be all over that.
Yeah.
Like, how old are you?
Anywho. But I think the key is have fun and don't be scared.
Yep. Good call.
Good way to end it. That's the end of our episode. Thank you for joining us for another Spa Girls.
Yes.
So how can you get hold of us, Wendy?
Show you someone.
So on Twitter, we're at Spa Girls Podcast, and on the web at spargirlspodcast.com, and on Facebook, Spa Girls Podcast.
Strangely enough, search for Spa Girls
and
Podcast.
And that's actually my last hint of the day. Try and keep everything pretty consistent, and it makes it a lot easier to say.
Easier to remember.
Cool.
Okay, thanks for listening. Thank you very much.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.